Setting goals is important for any hockey team, but for the Belfast Junior Giants, teamwork is the real point. The united side is what matters to the coach, Tommy McKinnon.
No religion, there's no colours, there's no creed, nothing. It's just Bob through the dressing rooms on the ice.
That sentiment doesn't always reach the streets of Belfast. Here the evidence of Northern Ireland's violent past is visibly present. The turbulent 30-year period known as the Troubles petered out just 10 years ago. The two main communities were at war. On one side, the largely Roman Catholic Republicans wanted Northern Ireland to be returned to Irish rule. On the other, the mainly Protestant Unionists, who fought to remain part of the United Kingdom and be governed by London. More than 3,000 people died in the conflict, and Belfast is still a heavily divided city. Here even sport can be a divisive issue. Separate communities have separate games. Catholics largely support traditional Irish sports, like Gaelic football and hurling. Protestants tend to play those bastions of British sport, rugby and soccer. These players were born after the worst of the fighting. Through hockey, they have started to form bonds of friendship from across the religious divide.
There is different religions at the club, and we don't care, just as long as we're all friends.
It's not just playing that brings two sides together, it's the passion as well. Hockey is the fastest growing spectator sport in Northern Ireland, and the Belfast Giants is the city's professional team.
Rather than the traditional sports that we've got here, I wouldn't be able to take my 2-year-old with me for fear of drunk men and not so nice songs. Here it's nice and warm, it's clean, it's just a great family appeal.
Everybody can come here under one roof, support the same team, regardless of your religion.
Todd Kelman is a former player and the Giants' general manager.
We're helping in the peace process one bone-crunching check at a time. It's a sport with no sectarian baggage. We never choose sides. You know, that's our big motto is game for all, game for everyone. And in the land of the Giants, everyone is equal.
Some say politics and sport should never mix. But in Belfast, it seems, hockey is helping the city work through its troubled political past. Mandy Clark, BOA News, Belfast.